talk Las Vegas. No, not that one. The original, the New Mexico town of 13,000.
We still have some of the grand hotels from those days and a lot of big buildings. It's a very well-developed town. It still is.
But back in the 19th century,
there were 100 saloons within about 2 blocks of the railroad station.
And when you mix booze with buckaroos,
Las Vegas was a much more violent place than any of the really fabled towns of the Wild West, Dodge City, Tombstone, and all that.
How violent?
The hanging windmill on the town plaza was used so often that they finally had to take it down because it was a bad influence on kids.
Jim Tur is a singer, songwriter, satirist, actor, documentary producer, and narrator of the new audiobook, Wildest of the Wild West. Learn more at hookintohistory.com. Here's an excerpt about the hanging windmill.
Leading and carrying the prisoners through the dark streets to the West Las Vegas Plaza, the mob halted at the windmill at the center of the plaza, the hanging windmill, and dragged the three up to the windmill platform, the ropes still around their necks. The nooses were adjusted and the other ends of the ropes looped up over the beams in the windmill superstructure.
And another hanging.
While twirling his pistol in his hand before an admiring audience, the gun went off and killed the man standing behind him. Beckworth apologized, saying it was just an accident. He resumed his pistol twirling and the gun went off again, this time killing a woman standing in the doorway of her house just across the street. Again, Beckworth apologized, saying it was just an accident. Officers quickly arrived on the scene and hauled Beckworth off to jail. He was found hanging from the windmill the next morning, Otero said, with a placard hanging from his neck which said, "This is no accident."
But times change. The current Las Vegas, New Mexico mayor is under indictment for bribery, but there have been no shootouts nor hangings yet. The Offbeat. I'm Jim Bohannon.